This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by Accurate Solutions. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
Blueprints. They're not just plans, but a step-by-step guide for success. Blueprints make up the floor plan of your forever home. Blueprints are the designed essence of your dream car. Maybe you could have a drawn-out purpose for your money. Kirk Kinodic and Ethan Lane are here to discuss your blueprint for a better tomorrow. This is your Retirement Blueprint.
Glad you're with us today for your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Kinodic and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. I'm Mark Elliott. We talk retirement. That's what Kurt and Ethan and the team are all about, helping you figure out where you are on that road to retirement, income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy planning. What about Social Security and Medicare? It's all part of the Retirement Blueprint that Kurt, Ethan, and the team will help you set up for you and you, your situation. Everybody's situation is unique. It's really a cool opportunity for you to sit down with a team to try to first figure out, hey, are we good to go? Can we retire? Well, not yet. Maybe later. I don't know. You could have retired 3 years ago. We don't know the situation until you reach out. Kurt and Ethan and the team, though, are here to help you. 412-515-3355. 412-515-3355. And it really is all about you trying to, we're here to help, but you also can get the retirement kit. The retirement kit has a retirement income planning booklet. As will your money last? Are you paying too much in taxes? Social Security decisions, checklist challenge, will a recession rob your retirement? Or if you just want to sit down with a team and have a conversation, that's in there as well. Just text the word KIT, K-I-T, to 412-515-3355. Kurt and Ethan, we're going to talk about this today because I think it's a great way to kick off the show. And that is, we call this show Your Retirement Blueprint. Kurt, why do we do that?
that's our process. And that's what we found, Mark, is people just truly don't have an actual plan in place. Someone will come in with a couple pieces of paper, a spreadsheet, and they'll show us some columns and numbers. But how are we going to generate that income? How much do you need? How are you going to adjust it for inflation? How are you going to invest those funds and not have to draw down in a bad market and realize losses if you need to generate that income? So people just don't understand. First and foremost, you need a plan in place, but they also don't understand when you're saving for retirement. It's all about growth and accumulation. And I don't want to say easy, but I mean, your main focus is one thing, growing those assets. You're not concerned about volatility because you're dollar cost averaging through your paycheck. When you hit retirement, there's five areas we've found through your retirement blueprint that are really critical. And we can go through each one today, but the five areas, first and foremost, is income. Can't retire without it. Ethan, have you ever retired something without income?
Still haven't yet.
No. So you need income. It's a little bit deeper than that, and we can go into that. But once you've calculated out and figured out the income, then how do we invest those funds to generate that income? How are we tax efficient with that income in retirement? That's a big thing moving forward. Healthcare, you know, how do we bridge the gap between when we retire and we're Medicare eligible, and then once we're Medicare eligible, you know, how do I plan for that advantage plan or that true supplement plan? And then lastly, legacy planning. If there are assets left, I want to leave them as efficiently as possible to my kids, my grandkids. I want to leave that legacy. How do we structure that? And do you have the proper documents in place? So there's a lot that goes into retirement planning versus just saving for retirement.
So Ethan, that first big step is trying to figure out, can I retire, right? Do I have enough? Well, it's really about income. And Social Security would be in that category too, right? The income part of the retirement blueprint right out of the gate, just to kind of feel like we're, you know, find out where we are?
Yeah, absolutely. Income is first and foremost because that's what's most important in retirement. You need to be able to pay your bills and then have some fun. So we need to understand what both of those cost you. What is your monthly budget? How much are your utilities? Do you still have a mortgage? Do you have car payments? Do you have grandkids that you're spending money on? Do you enjoy traveling? So what do you spend on a typical monthly basis? And then what are your fixed sources of income going to be? Some of us today still have a defined benefit pension. That's going to be a large source of fixed income for some of us, but we're finding more and more companies aren't offering the defined benefit pension because of the costs associated with it. And people are living longer today than ever before. But for folks who have a pension, we want to help them claim that properly. And then for the rest of us, we have Social Security. We have to make sure that we're helping people also time that properly because Social Security office won't give you that advice. You have to do it on your own. You have to do the research. And your situation is different from your neighbor or your sibling. So you can't just simply say, well, I hear a lot of people are taking it at 62. I'm just going to do the same. You have to understand your situation and your unique goals.
So, Mark, once you calculate, a lot that goes into income, like Ethan had mentioned, you know, formulating a budget, and then once you have a budget, determining how to file for and claim Social Security, if you have a pension, how to do that as well. And then if there's a gap between those fixed sources of income and your actual budgetary needs, that's when the investment planning comes in, because now we can calculate out with the pot of money you've saved, so much has to be set aside per se to generate that supplemental income to get you to that budget. And so it really boils down to your unique personal circumstance and what your budget is and what your sources of income are. And then it becomes about how do we invest those assets properly. And so, you know, if you're listening today and you haven't even taken those first two steps, I don't know how much income I need. I don't know how to file for and claim Social Security. I don't know how to invest those resources to generate that additional income. Here at Accurate Solutions Group, again, our process is called Your Retirement Blueprint. We're more than happy, obviously, to walk you through that process. Ethan, myself, our team, just call us at 412-515-3355, and we'd be happy to set up a 15-minute phone call. We can set up a virtual meeting or even an in-office vision meeting.
412-515-3355. So, Kurt, is the investment part of this one of the bigger areas? I mean, all the areas are important, right? You can't really skip any of them, whether it's the taxes or the healthcare or the legacy planning. But the investments, I think a lot of people come in probably with their 401ks, IRAs, got a little rental properties, got some life insurance. Hey, that's my plan. No, those are tools. Those aren't the plan. But risk is probably one of the bigger things. Moving from the working world, the accumulation phase, to the distribution phase, that's risk is one of the bigger challenges, maybe?
It really is. And you can be too conservative in retirement. You can be too aggressive in retirement. There's a lot of factors. One of the biggest risks we have, Mark, and it's a good thing, but what we have to plan for is longevity. You know, back when my parents retired, back when Ethan's grandfather retired from, at that time it was Armco Steel, you know, you could plan for 15 years of retirement income, maybe 12 years, 10 years of retirement income. We are living a lot longer today, and we're living a more quality of a life where we're still active longer into retirement. Yeah, I mean, you have to factor that in, and you just got to figure out what is the most effective way to file for and claim those benefits, because Social Security and pension and drawing from investments, if they're not structured properly, it can really be detrimental to your retirement.
We also want to talk to our clients about their investment risk. You know, how much are their investments risking if the market's down, like 2008? Everybody remembers 2008 with how significant it was and how severe the market was down. And if your portfolio is entirely invested in the stock market and you're withdrawing from it, that's going to have an even more adverse effect. So we have a conversation next. Once we help our clients with income, we want to talk about the risk that their investments are taking, because you still need to take risk in retirement. That the stock market's going to be the best place to outpace inflation. So you need some of your money having a strong return, but you don't want to have all of your money in the market taking on that type of risk anymore in retirement. So we want to walk our clients through that type of conversation after the income planning phase.
And Ethan, I think a lot of people think that their investments are all on the market. There are so many more options today with the Fed fighting, you know, inflation by raising the interest rates, that it actually gives us an opportunity to go to some of the safer tools, the indexed annuities, CDs. I mean, they're paying more interest in those safer, they're more attractive now, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And our show and our plan is called A Retirement Blueprint. Part of that blueprint is building your retirement house, and that starts with the foundation. And the foundation are those accounts, like you talked about, the CDs. You know, maybe you can look at treasury bills today where you couldn't in the past. You can look at fixed or fixed indexed annuities. These are all vehicles that aren't carrying on stock market risk. They're backed by one form or another, whether it's the government, FDIC, or insurance companies through the state that you purchase them in. So we're looking for accounts that have minimal risk. But today, with interest rates higher than in the past, there's more attractive fixed income than ever before.
Yeah, Kurt, just because Ethan doesn't remember the 80s, we know that interest rates were way higher than they are now in inflation.
Oh, my goodness. Double digits. Yeah, for sure.
All right. So part one of the retirement blueprint is income. Got to replace our paychecks to be able to retire. We got to have income. Investments. Now, what's our strategy? How much risk do we take? How much do we have in the safe part, the foundation of our home? How much do we do risk? Because we need growth down the road. We're going to be here 20, 30, 40 years in retirement. We know things are going to even cost even more down the road. So we've got to have an investment strategy. The healthcare and the legacy planning, I think those are kind of self-evident. We talk about those a lot. We also talk a lot about tax efficiency, but that one, to me, right now, is one that you guys talk about almost every week on this program. Taxes are, I think, with the, you know, the job, what, 2017 Tax Cuts Jobs Act ending in 2025, and our debt now at basically $32 trillion, taxes are really their only repercussion they've got to get the money back for the government. So we're probably in the lowest tax bracket we'll ever see for the rest of our lives, Kurt.
No, I would agree with that. I mean, anything can happen. Congress can do anything they want. Could they lower them? Sure. Most likely, though, Mark, you know, looking fiscally, what our country's facing. Yeah, I think taxes have to go up, and tax-efficient income is going to be critical in retirement. So, you know, Ethan and I are not CPAs. We don't do tax preparation. Our job as your advisor is to, first and foremost, once we've crafted your retirement blueprint, we see the income you need, and we see the draw from investments that you need to take to supplement that income. We need to help you structure that as tax-efficiently as possible. If you've done a good job saving in 401ks and traditional IRAs, we have to look at, hey, when you hit that required minimum distribution age, if you've crafted a nice budget and a nice plan, we want to make sure that additional required minimum distribution doesn't put you into that next higher tax bracket. And if it does, then we look at, hey, what can we be doing, or what should we potentially be doing today to ward off that quote unquote tax time bomb down the road? You know, my belief, Mark, and I think you're on the same page, but my belief is taxes are on sale right now, at least through until the year 2025.
It's pretty easy to see. We have a really nice visual that we've gone through with prospective clients and existing clients that charts off the top marginal tax rate in our country's history. It's easy to see where we're at today with 39%. And not long ago in the 70s, it was over 70%. In the 60s, I believe it was over 90%. So that chart makes it so easy to see visually that we're at a discount right now in taxes, and they basically are going to go up. It's just a matter of when and how high.
And I would encourage you, if you're listening today, and we've talked about first and foremost income, and if you haven't crafted a true budget and understand what you need in retirement, if you haven't calculated out or figured out how do I time or claim Social Security, if I have a pension, we haven't even thought about should I take the lump sum, should we take survivor benefits if I take the monthly income? And most importantly, talking about taxes, if you haven't figured out what's my current tax rate, where am I going to be in retirement? Have I done a good job saving in pre-tax assets so that I have to calculate out how that's going to affect me 10, 15 years in retirement? That's what we do here. Myself, Ethan, our team, through your retirement blueprint. That's a planning process that will look at those five key areas that we've been talking about today, and we will help you craft your own retirement blueprint specific to your unique circumstance. You have to take that first step, and it's simply calling us at 412-515-3355. Once you make that phone call, we can schedule, and we'll make it convenient for you, a 15-minute initial consultation on the phone. We can do a virtual meeting. You can come into the office for a vision meeting. We'd be happy to do that. It's complimentary. There's no cost. There's no obligation. But take that first step. Simply call us at 412-515-3355.
Glad you're with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. We're just getting started. We've got a lot to get to. Stay with us. We're back right after this.
Visit AccurateRadio.com and put your portfolio to the test with our checklist challenge. You can also check out our other offers from Accurate Solutions Group. That's AccurateRadio.com.
Have you saved enough? What are you going to do with Social Security? What will your taxes look like in retirement? Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane at Accurate Solutions Group believe retirement planning should be easy, and you should be able to get all the information you need in one place. That's why Kurt and Ethan's team created the Your Retirement Kit, a comprehensive resource for your retirement. In it, you'll find a copy of the Retirement Income Planning Booklet. This booklet will help guide you through retirement with insight on taxes, Social Security, income, and more. To get a copy of your retirement kit, text KIT to 412-515-3355. In addition to the booklet, you'll also receive updated resources on some of retirement's most common concerns. Help simplify your retirement planning. Claim your retirement kit from Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane now by texting KIT to 412-515-3355. Investment advisory services offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC.
And I've had conversations like that quite a bit lately to say, hey, this one trip is fine. Maybe another trip of the same size next year for the next couple of years. Let's see if your plan is impacted. And we're able to show that out pretty clearly through the Retirement Blueprint.
We've made it back. This is your Retirement Blueprint, presented by Accurate Solutions Group.
Welcome back to Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane of Accurate Solutions Group. I'm Mark Elliott. So, do you guys help small business owners? Do you have quite a few clients or that you think about? I mean, Kurt, basically you have a small business, but I mean, a small business has grown too since you started in 1994. Ethan, that is a challenge. We're going to talk about exit strategies for small business owners in the next segment, but boy, there's a lot going on when you're a small business owner. Do you have several of those clients?
Yeah, we really do. We have small business owners of different industries, but local to the area that do need help planning for their employees, talking about what types of benefits to offer, but also they ultimately want to plan for their own retirement and make sure that they're taking the steps needed to position themselves to be able to retire one day. And that does come through a business exit strategy. But yeah, we see more and more small business owners come through our doors today than we ever have before.
So, Kurt, let's talk to you as a small business owner, because your company has grown since 1994. But when you started the company, you and your wife, Chris, I mean, when you started, you're like, well, we're probably going to have 3 employees, right? Or somebody answer the phone, and then we'll meet with clients or whatever it is. I mean, you start off kind of slow, and typically, small business owners typically put a lot of the earnings early on in the business anyway, right back into the company, and you forget about your own retirement. What are some of the challenges of being a small business owner?
One of the biggest challenges is just meeting payroll. I mean, it's not an issue today, but when you first start out, I mean, there were times when Chris and I, my wife and I, we didn't get a paycheck that month. We had to draw from savings. We had to take out, and this is early on, but we had to take out a home equity line of credit on the house to fund the growth and to keep things going. So it can be a struggle. There's some uniqueness to those challenges for those who are self-employed. I wouldn't do it any other way because there's a lot of headaches, but there's a lot of rewards as well. And so, yeah, to grow, I think now we're 10 employees roughly. I think so. Is it close?
Yeah.
And to get to that point, it's almost like I've heard someone say before, you know, someone looks at us now and they think, oh, you guys are doing well. We are. But it took 30 years to become an overnight success. You know, everyone sees things the way they are today, but they don't see the struggles. So, and we plan for individuals who are small business owners, Mark. I mean, it can be as little as, you know, the type of structure, whether it's an LLC, an S corporation or a C corporation, how is that taxed and what's more advantageous, one versus the other. But then it can also be in how that individual is saving, whether they're saving through a SEP IRA, Simplified Employee Pension IRA, or a simple IRA, or a solo 401k. If you are a small business owner and you're listening today, 412-515-3355. We know specifically your challenges. We also know the rewards to being self-employed. So don't hesitate if it's just a question or come on in. We'll put a plan in place for you.
Ethan, there's never a time that Chris tells you, hey, Kurt and I are leaving. We'll be back in a few days. You can't do that. You have to give them notice,
yeah,
right? They could just tell you, hey, we're leaving right now. We decided we're going for a long weekend. So there's certainly some great benefits to being your own boss, if you will. But the challenges of being a small business owner, Ethan, you think about it. So Kurt said, okay, we got 10 employees now at Accurate Solutions Group. So you've got to figure out, okay, are we going to give them health insurance? Because you want good employees. You want people that are actually going to help your business be looked at in a better light and, you know, be moving it in a positive direction. So to do that, you've got to think about healthcare for your employees. You've got to think about a 401k or a retirement plan for your employees. That, can you help people with that?
Yeah, definitely. We can help establish a plan. You know, if they need a 401k through their business, they need to establish maybe a SEP IRA or a simple IRA, just depending on what type of business they're wanting to set up, what type of employees or how many employees they have. We can help set up the appropriate plan. We can help them select investment solutions for those plans, different types of funds that they might offer their employees to invest in for their retirement. And we can help determine what type of plan is appropriate for you. And if you're curious, if you're a small business owner and you haven't started a 401k for your employees, if you haven't started maybe a SEP IRA or a simple IRA, and you want to have a conversation of what type of plan to consider and you need help establishing that plan, give us a call. Our number is 412-515-3355. If you're a small business owner and you want to look at a retirement blueprint for you for the one day that you decide to retire, give us a call. Again, our number is 412-515-3355. We can take the beginning steps of looking at a retirement blueprint for you, or if you're curious on establishing retirement plans for your employees. Again, that number is 412-515-3355.
And Kurt, we're going to talk about exit strategy in the next segment, because that's a really big deal, I think, for small business owners, whether you're passing it down to a family member or you're selling the business and all of that. There's a lot going on at that point. But I want to talk about, just like you talk with your normal clients that have regular jobs where they've got a boss and they go to work every day and they put money away in their 401k or wherever they put it to hopefully be able to retire one day. And we all know that we should be putting, 20% of our money probably away. But typically, your employer's going to give you 3 or 4% match. So you're going to go, okay, I'll do that. We're not probably putting enough away. For small business owners, like you were talking about early on, it's pretty difficult. That's one thing that they tend to forget about. They don't really forget about it, but they don't feel like they have the money to just start pulling money away and putting it aside for themselves. Would that be typical?
It's, and especially if you're a small business owner, but you're also entrepreneurial minded. Entrepreneurs have a tendency to start a lot of things and either exit and start something else or it's sort of like what we tell our clients, Mark. Oftentimes, someone's retired or getting close to retirement and we're helping them with a monthly budget. And really what we finally figure out and drill down to is they're helping their family or they're doing certain things and they're spending money that is really detrimental to them being able to retire. And we tell them, hey, listen, first put your own oxygen mask on first before you start helping others. And business owners are no different. They have to, at some point, begin to think about themselves. And oftentimes, whenever you first start a business, it takes you that 20 years, 25 years to get to the point where you can start saving for your own retirement. So I would encourage you, if you are a business owner, you are listening, consider, is now the time to put your own oxygen mask on before you start helping others.
412-515-3355. Again, to chat with Kurt, Ethan, and the team at Accurate Solutions Group. No cost to you. Totally complimentary. 412-515-3355. Ethan, when you sit down with people, some are so excited to go into retirement, they can't wait. They've got great plans. They're excited. The plan looks like it's all going to work. They're going to be fine. They can do what they want. And then there are others that are like, I don't know. I've worked at this place for 20, 30 years, and I'm really comfortable. I really like my job. I don't know if I really want to retire. Small business owners, they've poured their blood, sweat, and tears into their business. That's a much harder transition, I would think, to retirement for a small business owner to just walk away. And probably most of them don't really just walk away. They still hang around, would be my guess. How do you see that?
Yeah, we definitely see maybe one or the other. Some people, it's been years and years of hard work, and they're ready to retire, and they found the right buyer, the right person, the right team to transition the business to, and they're ready emotionally. But I'd say more often than not, if it's a small business owner, no, it's almost kind of like their baby. They raised it from the very beginning. They've built it into how they want it run. Finally, that has the staff needed to run it properly and to continue to grow. And it is tough emotionally to say, hey, this is how I've spent so many hours of my life, and now I'm going to transition into really more freedom, more free time. And they want to hang around the business. They want to make sure that the transition period is being run accordingly. And I don't blame them. You really should be. You need to make sure that business carries on, especially if you're dealing with clientele, right? Your clients are used to how you've treated them for years and years and how the business has treated them. Once you're retired, you want to make sure that the team in charge is handling them the same way you would have. So we do see a lot of business owners still kind of hanging in there for a year or two after retirement, just to make sure things are being run properly before they feel most comfortable to let go and really fully enjoy their retirement.
Kurt, 30 years, Accurate Solutions Group, been in business. How are you going to be mentally and walking away? Or will you ever? You will, I think. You will. You like taking vacation and stuff. Yeah.
You know, the hardest thing about that is not going to be giving up running the business and taking care of the day-to-day and that sort of thing. I think the hardest thing is going to be giving up the relationships. Because here at Accurate Solutions Group, our clients, a lot of our clients are our friends now. You know, they've been with us long enough. We have that common bond, and they're friends. And even if, you know, it's just reviews on an annual basis and client events, appreciation events, and ambassador events that we do, the relationship side is going to be the hardest thing to give up. The day-to-day running of the office, that's not going to be, I would have given that up 5 years ago. So, but the relationships are going to be tough.
You know, Kurt, you think about it. We've talked about this a lot, is that really it's only like 25 to 30% of Americans actually have a written financial plan. The retirement blueprint that you create for your clients is a written plan. It's not written in stone because things will change, but that's a key. And it's also a key for starting a small business. You got to have a written, you got to have a blueprint basically to go about figuring out what you're going to do.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that blueprint, Mark, that financial plan, it's going to help determine, hey, have you saved enough or maybe now's not the right time to retire. You have to know, though, and having a plan in place will do that. It's going to keep you on track with your long-term savings goal. And then you won't have to be one of the people worried about, hey, how long is my money going to last or even whether I can retire at all. That's our process here at Accurate Solutions Group, and it's called Your Retirement Blueprint. And in essence, what that'll do is give you the confidence that you can continue to live your current standard of living in retirement. It's complimentary. There's no cost. There's no obligation. But you have to take that first step calling us at 412-515-3355. Again, it's 412-515-3355.
Don't let taxes derail your retirement. Visit AccurateRadio.com today and discover many warning signs that you are paying more than your fair share to Uncle Sam. That's AccurateRadio.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by Accurate Solutions.
And I don't think this is an exaggeration when I say 80, 85% of the people I meet with, they're already figuring out what do I want to do part-time. And a lot of them just do that 10, 15, 20 hours a week. And maybe it's golf money. Maybe it's travel money. Critically important, you have to stay active, not only physically active, but you got to keep your mind active and having that camaraderie with people you work with.
This is Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodik, Ethan Lane, and co-host Mark Elliott.
Glad you're with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. I'm Mark Elliott, 412-515-3355. If you have questions, boy, I think I've got enough. I hope I've got enough. I wonder if we're going to be okay if we retire. 412-515-3355, totally complimentary, no cost to you whatsoever. Maybe you'll become a client at Accurate Solutions Group, maybe you won't, but I think the one thing you will certainly find out if you have a conversation is you'll have more clarity into your retirement picture. That is priceless, as the old MasterCard commercial used to say. 412-515-3355. We're talking about some of the unique challenges that small business owners face, especially when they get closer to retirement. If you're your own boss, things look a little different, I think, if you're working for somebody else. And so you don't really just get to pick a retirement date and just walk away. So exit strategy, Kurt, that's a challenge. I know you probably thought something about that. I mean, I don't know if your grandson Lincoln's ready to buy you out and take it over or Ethan's going to do it, but exit strategy is a different ball game when you know, for Ethan, if he was just working for you, which is not just working for you, it's he loves working for you, but it would be easier for Ethan to retire as an employee of a business than you to retire as it's your business. So exit strategy, how complicated and I guess how do you figure it all out?
Can be difficult. And when you hear that word exit, I mean, exit strategy, we think of that as the way to end the business. But you should probably think of it as a plan that's going to move the business forward long term and allow for that smooth transition. So, you know, all exit plans are going to be different, Mark, depending on the size and the type of the business. But the end goal is to help create a foundation for future goals and a new direction of that company. And not only the company, but the person exiting that company. You're going to need to decide what's going to be done with the business when you call it quits, and whether it's close and liquidate, sell to a new owner, or sell internally to the existing employees if you have a key employee willing and capable of taking that opportunity. And it's best to think through these things well ahead of time. I would say 3 to 5 years ahead of time, because the process is, you know, it's a negotiation, but it's also looking for the right person.
So your daughter, Amanda, not ready to take it over?
No, not right. And Lincoln, as of right
now. How old is Lincoln now?
He's going to be 12 this year.
Almost a teenager.
A 12-year-old changes their their occupation, their future goals every day. So, no, I don't think it's going to be a family situation. Amanda, her heart's in higher education. So I don't think there's an interest there. And sometimes that's better off not to transition to a family quite honestly.
Yeah, maybe a little easier. So, Ethan, one of the challenges certainly is that, okay, and here's one challenge that certainly even just regular workers have to deal with, and it would be a health challenge. If you're a small business owner and you're going, you know what, I'm going to go another 10 years. I think my business is worth X amount of money. And now all of a sudden we have a health challenge and we really can't run the business anymore. I mean, there's so many complications in that area. I mean, you have to have an exit strategy in mind probably. But, you know, you talk about retirees. Oh, you got laid off. I think you're going to be okay. Now you need to find another job. Health kind of throws a whole wrinkle into that.
Yeah, absolutely. And so that would be more of like a business continuation plan. You know, if your goal was to run the business for another 5 to 10 years, you also have to be prepared if you can't, right? If you were planning to, but health takes a turn or an accident or something like that turns your goals into a different reality. Maybe that's with having a disability insurance policy on yourself, or maybe it's having a key man insurance policy on one of your critical employees. If something were to happen to one of your employees that you didn't anticipate health-wise, you need to make sure that the business is able to run in the same fashion as before. So not only are we talking about an exit strategy for when you're ready to retire and keep the business running, but also a continuation strategy for the what-ifs of your plan didn't go according to plan because of a health or a situation.
And everything you're mentioning, Ethan, I mean, it does definitely pertain to small business owners, but to the consumer as well. I mean, we got to plan for those contingencies. We got to plan for those emergencies, those unforeseen things taking place. And like I had mentioned before, through your retirement blueprint, we plan for the worst and hope for the best. 412-515-3355. That's our phone number. Whether you're a small business owner, whether you're just a consumer and you have a job, a W-2 employee of someone, and you're considering transitioning into retirement, we are more than happy to walk you through that process, whether it's here in the office in Butler Township, whether it's a virtual meeting or just a phone call. 412-515-3355. We're happy to have that conversation with you.
And Kurt, I'm sure a lot of small business owners you work with, that one thing they think about, well, you know, Kurt, I didn't really save because I was putting money back into the business, but when I sell the business, there's my retirement. Now, can you help people? I mean, you're not going to do it yourself probably, but the appraisal value of that company, that business, can you help people figure out how to figure out what it's worth, not what they think it's worth, but it's actually worth?
Yeah. And we have a team, and we take a team approach here. So, Ethan and I are smart enough to know what we don't know, in essence. And so we have experts and team members. And so we've had, individuals who can do valuations for your company. We have some relationships with a couple of different law firms and CPA firms, and they're familiar with that particular industry and how a business is valued within that industry. Cause Mark, it can differ from industry to industry. A great example is, you know, a dentistry practice. Typically, there's not a lot of value to a dentistry practice because whenever that dentist transitions, that's a personal relationship you have. And so those patients, in essence, they almost have to interview that new dentist to determine if they're going to continue going there. So that's valued differently than, let's say, a CPA firm or a financial planning firm. So that was a long way to answer your question, but yes, we can help in that area.
So, Ethan, I think it'd be like just somebody that's not a small business owner. They've got their own job. Is that maybe they feel like they're a little behind? And, ooh, you know what, Ethan, we're going to sell our home. That's going to be a big chunk that we're going to be able to have for retirement. That's always a challenge too, I would think, because it's not something you're going to get cash out of immediately. It takes time to sell it and get the right amount of money and all that. But the housing market is kind of crazy right now too. So maybe it's worth more. I don't know. How do you help the regular people that can't sell a business to actually supplement their income for retirement?
So we don't typically want to be reliant upon having to sell your house to be financially stable through retirement, because you're going to have to live somewhere after you sell it. And we're having conversations, especially in the Butler, Pittsburgh area with our clients, where they're considering downsizing. But in order to downsize into a condo, these condos today might cost just as much or maybe even a little bit more than the value of your house. So they're wanting to, or they were planning on selling the house that they lived in for years, making a profit, getting something smaller, having the leftover money to be able to invest. And they're ending up downsizing and either having to take out maybe a small mortgage or just breaking even, getting into a place that they find comfortable that's smaller. And they don't have that nest egg that they thought they might to reinvest into the market and to have a cash flow stream. So I don't feel as comfortable moving forward having that be your primary source of retirement funds.
And I can tell you story after story after story. That's not an exaggeration of just that thing taking place. And not only sometimes does that new patio home cost more than what you get from the proceeds from the sale of the home, but then you don't want to take old furniture into the new house. And so what you're not factoring in is the furnishings and, you know, even the window hangings and everything that takes place. So really factor in, does that make a lot of sense?
So maybe it's just buy an old RV. Retire into the RV. Be able to hook it up so you can take a shower, cook, and you call it good. There's so many, I think, challenges to the small business owner world. And the exit strategy is a huge thing. Kurt and the team certainly are here to help you. But at the end of the day, retirement for any of your clients, Kurt, at Accurate Solutions Group, probably isn't a lot different. There's different challenges owning a business versus not. But it's still the same question. You either have enough or you don't have enough. And then if you don't have enough, how do we help?
Yeah. I mean, and again, you know, I don't want to say, you know, the same thing over and over again, but it's all about having a plan. You have to have a plan in place. And Mark, so many people we see who come in as a referral from an existing client or maybe come to one of our educational workshops, which was last held in Cranberry, or some of our dinner workshops, they don't have an actual plan. They might have an investment strategy. They might have a statement. They might have a spreadsheet, but they don't have a true plan in place.
And Kurt, in order to have a plan, you have to save. Saving is a good start. It's a really good start for getting ready for the next chapter of life. But you need to do more than just save. You need an income strategy after you stop earning a regular paycheck. If you're listening to us right now and you don't have an income strategy, I invite you to call our office so that we can help you, number one, create a budget to help you figure out how much you'll need for the retirement you've been dreaming about. We'll help you uncover some of the main risks that are posing a threat to your retirement, including inflation, stock market volatility, potential tax increases, and the skyrocketing healthcare costs. We'll also help you learn about options for generating income throughout your retirement and learn ways to help keep your standard of living in retirement even as costs continue to increase. Remember, this is complimentary. There's no cost. There's no obligation. This is for listeners of today's show who have saved for their retirement. Call 412-515-3355 and ask for your retirement income analysis. The things we'll talk about, the strategies that we use, are designed to help make sure your money won't run out no matter how long you live throughout your retirement. We aren't doing this to make you rich. We want to help make sure you don't end up outliving your retirement savings. Again, that number is 412-515-3355.
Final segment of Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt and Ethan, right after this. Stay with us.
In a financial rut? Think you're paying too much in taxes? Or maybe you find yourself taking care of others before you can save for your own goals? Call Accurate Solutions Group today, 412-515-3355. That's 412-515-3355.
Have you saved enough? What are you going to do with Social Security? What will your taxes look like in retirement? Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane at Accurate Solutions Group believe retirement planning should be easy and you should be able to get all the information you need in one place. That's why Kurt and Ethan's team created the Your Retirement Kit, a comprehensive resource for your retirement. In it, you'll find a copy of the Retirement Income Planning Booklet. This booklet will help guide you through retirement with insight on taxes, Social Security, income, and more. To get a copy of Your Retirement Kit, text KIT to 412-515-3355. In addition to the booklet, you'll also receive updated resources on some of retirement's most common concerns. Help simplify your retirement planning. Claim your retirement kit from Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane now by texting KIT to 412-515-3355. Investment advisory services offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC.
Hello everyone, this is Ethan Lane from Accurate Solutions Group. Just wanted to let you know that you can now take our show with you on the go. Your Retirement Blueprint podcast is now available to stream on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Spotify. Simply log on, search for Your Retirement Blueprint, and enjoy. Also, feel free to click the subscribe button to get alerts on our weekly episode release. Again, thanks for tuning in. Without further delay, enjoy the rest of the show.
It's time to answer questions from the Accurate Solutions Group mailbag.
Welcome back to Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. Again, if you want to find out more, you can always go to the website. A lot of great information there, asgoffers.com. Now, you can go to this and you can download any of these things. There's the checklist challenge. There's Will a Recession Rob Your Retirement? 10 Tips to Help Empower Women Investors. Will Your Money Last As Long As You Do? A lot of information. You can go to that website, accurateradio.com. Accurateradio.com. Download any of those things. Maybe you'll have some questions. You want to call the team? You can certainly do that. 412-515-3355. 412-515-3355. So, Kurt, would it be fair to say that when people do call, stop by, sometimes it's just to say, hey, but most times it's because they have a question, concern, problem. Yes?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we're going to do something we do from time to time on this program. It's our mailbag questions. So I got four questions lined up. Kurt will get one, and then Ethan, then Kurt, then Ethan. That's how we're going to do this. And if the other one would like to chime in, you certainly can. All right. So I'm going to give you the freedom. But here's the deal. If, for example, our first question comes from David in Butler. David, if you're sitting down with a team, Kurt and Ethan would have opportunities to ask you follow-up questions. That is really important when they're trying to help you create a retirement plan, as they need to kind of get more information sometimes. We enjoy the questions, but understand there's a lot of underlying circumstances that can change how these responses would happen. So with that said, here we go with some mailbag questions. First, Kurt, you're up. David from Butler says this. Guys, I worked at the same company for 25 years. I had a 401k there, but they had a big merger a while back, and now I'm not sure how to track down that account. Do you have any tips?
Well, for David, I do, and it's to call Dawn, D-A-W-N. I say that jokingly, but I'm actually sincere about that, because Dawn in our office, she's our administrator. She's our client service specialist on the Fidelity side, our investment side, and she is the best at tracking down dormant accounts, dormant pensions, 401ks, all those different things. So call Dawn, or if you don't want to call Dawn, I would Google is your friend when it comes to this. So a couple of different things you could do, David. You could look at an older statement if you still have a statement, and if there's a phone number on that statement. If your HR department, your HR manager from the previous company is still with the new merged company, that would be a resource to.
You can even look online for unclaimed property. If it's been that long, it's been, you know, 20, 25 years, you can look for unclaimed property at the website patreasury.gov. That's often a site that Don goes to work on and really dives deep into discover some property for our clients.
Yeah, and I am sincere. I mean, our number 412-515-3355. If anyone else listening out there is unsure if they have a dormant account, if they had an old pension that was discontinued and then they moved on to another company, definitely give us a call. We're more than happy to help in that area.
I like that. All right, Ethan, you're up. This question comes from Sharon in Cranberry. I've done a pretty good job keeping track of my budget and my finances my entire adult life. Why is it so important to have someone else do this for me in retirement?
That's a really good question. We see a lot of people just like that when they come into our office to get a second opinion. And, you know, we tell them retirement planning goes so much further than just your plain old budgeting and watching what you're spending and your finances. Now you really have to properly manage your investments for a cash flow. You have to align them with your risk tolerance. There's so much that changes at this phase of your life. You have different goals than when you were working. You know, the primary goal while you're working is, one, make sure you're spending less than you're bringing in. And two, make sure that you're saving into your retirement accounts and doing it aggressively. So that takes one mindset. And oftentimes our job is to coach people at this phase of life how to change that mindset and move more into the retirement planning phase than the accumulation phase that you've been used to.
Kurt, wouldn't you say, I mean, for most people in the last decade or so, it's been pretty easy to put money in a 401k and make money. Retirement planning is not just your investments, is it?
No, I mean, your investments, your money is a tool, and it's a tool to help you live your purpose and your vision and your current lifestyle in retirement. But you have to determine, how do I use that tool? How do I position that for cash flow and income? And how do I position it for an emergency fund? How do I position a portion of it for future healthcare costs, which Fidelity Investments each and every year updates numbers for us? A husband and wife 65 today, they're going to spend very close to $300,000 over their lifetime for healthcare costs, and that doesn't include long-term care. So that money is a tool, but it has to be proportioned for different phases and different things that come up in life.
So Sharon, if you'd like to chat with the team, I know you've got a great handle on things, but there might be something that you might miss, and you don't want to miss things when you get to retirement. 412-515-3355. And it's not unusual for the team at Accurate Solutions Group to say, hey, you take care of this part, and we'll make sure that everything's going the right direction. I mean, you still have people that do their own thing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We still have clients that maybe they like to manage a portion of their own portfolio, and we can set that aside and have them still pick their individual stocks or securities, whatever they like to do. But sometimes we determine with the client that maybe it's not a good fit, but we've been a good sounding board for them to look at a plan and see what that looks like. We have that situation too.
Yeah. So Sharon, again, the number is 412-515-3355. If you'd like to chat with the team at Accurate Solutions Group. Ethan, because of the topic, I'm coming to you next. I'll give Kurt the final question. This one comes from Michael and Allison Park. My dad has always been a worrier, but now I'm afraid he's going to worry himself to death over every little thing, especially since he's constantly on social media. Ethan, we're going to say that you have more knowledge of social media than Kurt and I. We're
going to go, I think that's fair.
Safe to assume.
So yeah, Michael goes on to say, there's always some big, scary headline that he's sharing with everyone all the time, and I don't think this is healthy. Anything you can share with me on how to talk to him about the financial news that seems to be scaring him all the time?
Yeah, we hear that all the time nowadays because social media has become such a source of news and information. I remember myself personally during the election period, I deleted my social media because I didn't want to see those headlines and I didn't want to see the conflict that it was causing some of my friends and family members. So I got off of it for a period of time. If he has the capability and the willpower to do that for a period of time, that's a good mental reset. But also, you know, he needs to check his facts. You know, if he's seeing just news from social media, follow up with different media sources to make sure that what you're learning about is the truth.
And I can tell you, Mark, I mean, because you and I are older, you know, everything is instantaneous at our fingertips today. You know, back in the day, you used to have to read the ticker symbol and that ticker tape whenever you're looking at the stock price and buying and selling. Used to take a week to buy a stock. Today, everything is so instantaneous. I would encourage anyone, you know, think about when there's volatility in the market, what do we start seeing all the time? We start seeing gold and silver and how, you know, the dollar is not going to be the world's reserve currency anymore. And you got to position things into these commodities. And that's only when there's volatility in the market. When things are going well, you don't see those advertisements. You don't see those commercials anymore. So understand, bad news sells. And unfortunately today, there are those who are going to market to fear. And fear is not a good emotion when making decisions.
All right, final question on our mailbag segment goes to you, Kurt. This comes from Pete in Beaver. What is your best advice for someone who is 10 years away from retirement and does not want to make any big financial mistakes before they retire?
That is the best time to put an actual retirement plan in place. And, you know, you may be thinking, hey, I'm 10 years away from retirement. What do I need to plan in place now? You know, I'll do that more to when I'm a year or two away. And I would encourage anyone listening today that 10 years away is not too soon to put a plan in place, determine sources of cash flow, determine what your lifestyle is going to be. We will put the plan in place to show you what you currently have, where you're at, and if it's going to get you to where you need to be 10 years from now. And if not, Mark, the great news about knowing 10 years in advance of that is we have time to plan. Maybe it's additional contributions into the 401k. Maybe it's scaling back on some expenses. Maybe it's a lot of different things. But the good news is time is still on your side. And so anyone listening, 10 years is not too soon.
Yeah, we have folks coming to us now in their 30s and 40s. If they're at that phase of their saving life, maybe it was a son or daughter of a client, but they're wanting to make sure they're doing the proper things at the right time. And we can be a sounding board no matter what phase you're in. If you're looking where to save more aggressively or how to optimize your 401k, or if you're 10 years out from retirement and saying, I'm so close, but don't want to miss anything big. That's what we're here for at Accurate Solutions Group. We're happy to get on the phone or have a Zoom meeting or an in-person meeting and talk with you.
Yeah, I mean, I love these mailbag segments because specific questions is what we do. There are some people, Mark, who call into our office and they just had a specific question from maybe they saw us at one of our dinner workshops or they were referred to us to the firm or maybe they listened to us on the radio. I would encourage anyone, if you just have a specific question and you're thinking, oh, I don't want to waste their time or I don't want to utilize their services, we're okay with that. I mean, if you have a question, call us at 412-515-3355. We're happy to answer that question. But I would also encourage you, if you have an advisor, if you don't, if you're a do-it-yourselfer, if you're 5 years away, 8 years away, 10 years away, or recently retired, it's never too late or too early to put a true retirement blueprint plan in place. That's a process that will look at cash flow and income. We'll first help you determine what is your vision, what is your purpose, what do you want your lifestyle to be in retirement. Then we'll look at income sources such as Social Security and pensions. We'll help you determine what is that proper budget and is there a shortfall. We'll look at what you've currently saved and we'll show you how to allocate those assets properly to generate that cash flow needed. And then we will look at investment, proper investment allocation, healthcare, tax-efficient income in retirement and legacy planning, and that's wrapped up into what we call your retirement blueprint. Give us a call. Come on in for your vision meeting, and let's learn about you. Happy to do that.
And again, that number is 412-515-3355. There's no cost. There's no obligation. There's no pressure. There's no judgment either. 412-515-3355. Guys, enjoy the rest of the weekend and have a great week. We'll do it again next week.
Sounds super. Thanks, Mark.
Investment advisory services offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as a sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Accurate Solutions Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Accurate Solutions Group. This radio show is a paid placement.
Have you saved enough? What are you going to do with Social Security? What will your taxes look like in retirement? Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane at Accurate Solutions Group believe retirement planning should be easy and you should be able to get all the information you need in one place. That's why Kurt and Ethan's team created the Your Retirement Kit, a comprehensive resource for your retirement. In it, you'll find a copy of the Retirement Income Planning Booklet. This booklet will help guide you through retirement with insight on taxes, Social Security, income, and more. To get a copy of your retirement kit, text KIT to 412-515-3355. In addition to the booklet, you'll also receive updated resources on some of retirement's most common concerns. Help simplify your retirement planning. Claim your retirement kit from Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane now by texting KIT to 412-515-3355. Investment advisory services offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC.
The proceeding was paid for by Accurate Solutions. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.